witnesses of me in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Proclaim good news. Be witnesses of me. This is not the language of sales or marketing, but of reporting, of announcing. This is not the language of suggestion, but of declaration. Tim Keller observes, advice is counsel about what you must do. News is a report about what has already been done. Advice urges you to make something happen. News urges you to recognize something that has already happened and to respond to it. Advice says it is all up to you to act. News says someone else has acted. Now, much of the news we take in has no significant bearing upon us. We are detached from its implications. It is of curious interest to us, but really calls for no response from us. Some news, however, is of direct and immediate implication. Tornado warning. A tornado has been sighted and is barreling toward us. News, relevant, act upon it. Health insurance is required for all Americans, and you will pay a penalty if you don't have it. News, relevance, act upon it. The first 100 people to enter the store on Black Friday can buy this 48-inch high-definition television for $100. News, relevance, if you need a 48-inch high-definition television, act upon it. The Bible represents the message of Jesus as that kind of news, good news, but of the superlative degree and relevance. A Savior is born, who is Christ the Lord. He, Jesus, is the Savior. There is no deal to be signed, no negotiations, no ifs, ands, or buts, just this is it. This is the truth. Respond to it. Respond to this because it is the truth. That makes all the difference. It was because Mary and Joseph believed the good news the angel proclaimed to them that they were able to submit to and endure the scandalous situation that good news put them in. It was because the shepherds believed the good news the angels announced to them that they drew near to the Christ and went forth bearing witness of him. It was because Simeon believed the good news that the prophets had proclaimed and the Holy Spirit confirmed to him as having come to pass that he was able to say, Lord, now I can die in peace. It was because Anna, the prophetess, believed the good news promised by the prophets that she was able to devote herself to the Lord all those years as a widow and to find joy as her life neared its end. It was because the Magi, the wise men, believed the prophesied good news that had been handed down to them from the time of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in Babylon, that they eagerly set out on their long, difficult, sacrificial journey to devote their allegiance and worship to this Christ. On the other hand, it was because Herod did not believe the good news revealed to him by the wise men and the priests and scribes that he connived to get rid of Jesus, to cancel Jesus out of his life. What radical difference it makes between those who believe the good news of Jesus and those who don't. This difference carried throughout Jesus' life and public ministry on earth, and it continues to this day and to you and to me. God isn't seeking to make a deal with us. Here's my offer. If you'll do this for me, then I'll do that for you. We start down a very dangerous, slippery slope to great error when we begin representing the gospel that way, as a contingency that waits upon us for the determinative action that will affect salvation for us. The Bible says God acted He sent the Savior. Jesus is the Savior. Believe it. The 1934 Christmas spiritual, Sweet Little Jesus Boy, has the lyrics, Sweet little Jesus boy, born in a manger. Sweet little Jesus child, we didn't know who you were. Long time ago, it seems you were born in a manger, Lord, sweet little Jesus boy. But we didn't know you'd come to save us all, to take our sins away. Our eyes were blind, we did not see. We didn't know who you were. Mary and Joseph were told who Jesus was and believed. The shepherds were told who Jesus was and believed. Anna and Simeon were told who Jesus was and believed. The magi, the wise men, were told who Jesus was and believed. And now we've been told the good news of great joy, that a Savior has been born who is Christ the Lord. Only those who believe they need a Savior, the Savior, will find this as good news. Only those who believe they cannot save themselves will find this as good news. Only those who believe the teaching of this supposed Savior, Jesus, will find this as good news. Only those who will believe that this supposed Savior came to die a shameful, wrathful criminal's death on the cross will find this as good news. Only those who will believe that this supposed Savior rose from the dead and lives forever and is coming again to banish all evil and establish his unending righteous reign will find this as good news. But to all those who do believe this good news of the Savior, they will be saved and given the right to become children of God. To all those who believe this good news of the Savior, the promise is given in Hebrews 9:28, so Christ will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him. This is good news. It is true. Let us believe it. Some of you will recognize the name Walter Cronkite, the anchorman for the CBS Evening News for 2 decades over the 70s and 80s, who became known as the most trusted man in America, and who was famous for his sign-off line as he ended his daily broadcast of the news, "And that's the way it is." Fear not, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord, and that's the way it is. So believe it.